tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a singer.
I
want to
be a model.
I want to be a
songman.
I
want to
be a running
singer.
I
want to
be
an
actress.
I want to be a model.
Good evening and good day, boys and girls. Well, you know, this is the radio show, It Must Be Sunday, and this is Blake Radio Show Network and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Well, we're so glad that you're joining us today because this is the day that all families are home today. There's no school, there's no work, just relaxing in the sun. And especially if you're in sunny California, you are in the pool and in the beach because it is really, really hot. And we want to thank all the boys and girls for coming back again and giving mommies and daddies and grandmas and nanas and grandpa and puppy, aunts and uncles, babysitters, uncles, and just people who just care. We have had such a wonderful time with you, and we just want to continue that on. So, boys and girls, I know it's fun because this is the place that you come to get ready to go to bed. And some of you will fall asleep before we even finish our hour. But thank you once again for joining us. And you know that soon it will be October and we'll be talking about the turn of the seasons. And you'll be seeing leaves that are all different colors. But thank you for coming, and thanks for sharing. Now, of course, there's boys and girls that are already out there playing, and it might be a little, I think, a little difficult to try to get them to come in and play. And I know, boys and girls, you have probably been out there before, and it is really difficult to say, come on in and get ready for bed. Come on in and stop swinging. Come on in and stop being with your friends. Oh, my goodness, let's hear some of you out there.
Swimming in the pool, swimming in the pool, having us a good time, swimming in the pool.
Sun is hot, but the water's cool, having us a good time, swimming in the pool. Here comes Hannah, dressed in yellow, looking for a real fine fella. She tries to give him all the kiss, jump in the pool, and she might miss.
Swimming in the pool, swimming in the pool, having us a good time, swimming in the pool.
I'm swimming in the pool. Here comes Alex, dressed in red. I think he just got out of bed. Looking tired, moving slow. Put him in the pool and he's ready to go.
Swimming in the pool, swimming in the pool. Having us a good time, swimming in the pool.
Sun is hot, but the water's cool. Having us a good time, swimming in the pool. Here comes Chelsea, dressed in pink. Hot and thirsty, needs a drink. The fastest way to cool her down, put her in the pool and splash around.
Swimming in the pool, swimming in the pool, having us a good time, swimming in the pool.
Sun is hot, but the water's cool, having us a good time, swimming in the pool.
I know I am.
Here
How about
comes
you?
Riley, dressed in gray, looks a little bored today. Daddy said, what can we do? Riley said, let's go to the pool.
Swimming in the pool, swimming in the pool, having us a good time, swimming in the pool.
Sun is hot, but the water's cool, having us a good time, swimming in the pool.
Come on, Petra. Come on, Susan.
So if you're feeling tired and hot, you need something to hit the spot. There's nothing better, I'm telling you, than swimming in the swimming pool.
Swimming in the pool, swimming in the pool, having us a good time, swimming in the pool.
Sun is hot, but the water's cool. water's cool. Having up a good time swimming in the pool.
I can tell. I mean, doesn't that sound like they're having a good time swimming in the pool? And you don't want to get out. You are all dripping wet. Your hair is dripping. You are like a little shrimp because your skin is starting to shrivel up because you've been out there for so long. Let's hear if we can hear some happy children kind of playing around and not really paying too much attention to you. Doesn't sound like we're going to get those boys and girls out of the play off the playground and out of the pool. They are just having too much fun. So what we will try to do is tell them, ask them, beg them, show them that they can have a lot of fun just getting ready for bed too. I know that it's a long list and lots of things to do, but it's fun being out there too. And I know that Renee, she says that, you know, you can have so much fun doing the things to get ready for bed. I bet you some of you boys and girls can find your favorite pajamas and put them on and then pretend that you are a ballerina or pretend that you are Batman or Spider-Man or Superman or the truck driver or the fireman. A lot of those things are so much fun to be able to do. So, boys and girls, are you ready? Did you have a fun time today? I bet you did. And I bet you were saying, I think I could do this all day. Well, boys and girls, with that much energy, we can certainly agree that if they can do all of that, then they won't get exhausted from this list. Let's see. Here we go. Let's hear that list that Starfish always says to us that totally exhausts us so much. Now that's the bedtime list, and the bedtime list gives us a schedule so we won't forget all the things that we need to do. Because there is so many things that you have to do in order to get ready for bed. Now, you know when you write a list, you have to get a pencil and paper and find your mind. Oh, Starfish, you are so silly. It's not find your mind, but find your list. So, boys and girls, let's hear it. Of course, we know this is by the Cedar Monkey.
Check that off your list.
I said
So check that off the list.
And girls, that was quite a list. That was quite a lot to do. But we're going to make those things seem like it's real simple, because when you're having fun, even if you're doing chores, it doesn't seem like it's taking so much time. Because you remember, boys and girls, when you're outside swimming or even being on the playground, it didn't seem like you were out there for hours and hours. Until your mommy said, it's time to go home, and you look at the clock. So, of course, we know that it is time to get to bed, because this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we're having lots of fun. And soon Starfish will be joining us, too. She'll be swimming upstream, and we'll say, hi, how are you doing? So, we have so many things that we want to share with you, and trying to get ready for bed is one of them. So I played the song for you, Bedtime List, so that you will know what you have to do in order to be ready. Well, I also have this fabulous book that I would like to also share with you, and it's called, oh, here we have our person, Starfish. Starfish.
Hello, Aunt Jewel.
Hi, I just hear you. We were talking about you getting ready to join us.
I'm here. How are the boys and girls doing this evening?
I think they're doing fine, and they're waiting to hear from you, because I was telling them that you're going to help them get ready for bed. And that was one of the things that you love to do, is to have them get ready. And since it's still in the summer, but the next month, which will be October 1st, will be another season. And that, you know, boys and girls, is going to be autumn, where we have all different kinds of leaves, all different colors of leaves just falling down. But in the meantime, I was telling them about the things that they needed to do to get to bed. You know, the bedtime list.
Of course. How can we ever make it through the night without the bedtime list? I know you guys have listened to our bedtime list every Sunday at 7:30, and you probably have started to create your own bedtime list and started to talk to your friends and family at school about your bedtime list, and you can exchange different bedtime lists and make your own. So, boys and girls.
Starfish, they just heard that list, so they're exhausted just listening to that. And so now they're ready to move on to the next step.
Okay, so we've already gone through the bedtime list. Wonderful. After we go through the bedtime list, we have to get ready to take a bath.
Exactly. And that is one of the things that it's probably not their favorite thing. However, with us, with Aunt Jewel, and also starfish. It's so much fun because we're always playing these happy songs to let them know what they have to do. And before they know it, just like when they go out and play, they're clean, squeaky clean. And the time just flew away.
Exactly. Taking a bath is so much fun, especially when you can share it with all your favorite toys. Make sure it can go in the water first. I know rubber ducky can definitely go in the water. Boys and girls?
I would love to hear that.
Bath Time by Music Maestro.
The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubble. Tub, 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 I'm gonna scrub, scrub, scrub every part of me. It's my bath time. Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. Soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles.
I certainly do, too, and I know that the boys and girls, even if they didn't want to take a bath, even if they love being dirty, I think that we're starting to get them to change their mind and jump into the bathtub, blowing bubbles and making believe and soon getting out for the next thing that we have to do. Fun.
That was so much fun.
Yes, don't you think so, Starfish? Wasn't that a fun song and all the music that we've played so far?
Always.
And one of the things that we're still talking about is friends. Do you have anything that you would like to share with the kids on making friends? Because after all, when you're out playing, you want to be able to have friends. And when you go to school, you want to make sure that you have friends. And a lot of you are just starting out, and you are beginning to see how to make friends and how to play with friends that you already have.
Friendship is definitely very, very special. You can have different signs of friendship to show your friend that you truly care. There are some kids who like to have friendship bracelets and something that they both share together or possibly a big group that's all the same. Some kids have necklaces that may be a heart, and each piece of the heart belongs to each other. And when you bring it all together, it creates one big heart, which is friendship. Friendship is a very, very special thing. It's not something that you can touch, but it's just something that you feel and you know that you connect to your friend.
Wow, that sounds really special, and especially having some charm that you give to each other and you put it together and it's like a heart, like love.
Exactly.
And I know every child wants a friend, and their parents want them to have friends. Because when you have friends, when you have someone you can be able to share something with, it's double the fun.
It certainly is.
Do you have a book or a song you want to share in making school friends? School day.
Of course, here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, we love making friends, and what better place to make friends but at school? So, boys and girls, let's jump into school days and making friends at school. Here we go, boys and girls. You can even make friends everywhere. Making Friends by A.J. Waterville. By Waterville.
Don't push or shove or call others' names. Talk things out, don't pass the blame. Making a friend is as easy as pie. Come along, give it a try. Making a friend is as easy as pie. Come along, give it a try.
Pick someone up when they're feeling down. Yourself in another shoe. Making a friend is as easy as pie. Come along, give it a try. Making a friend is as easy as pie. Come along.
Make new friends to keep the old. One is silver and the other's gold. A circle is round, it has no end. That's the way to keep a friend. I have a hand, you have another. Put them together, we have each other.
Making a friend is as easy as pie. Come along, give it a try. Making a friend is as easy as pie.
making friends. And I suppose after you listen to that, and not even suppose, I know, boys and girls, that you should have no doubt in your mind that you can be able to make friends, because making friends makes you feel so good inside. Isn't that the case for you, Starfish?
Yes, making friends is so easy. It just takes one step to open your mouth and say, "Hello, my name is Starfish. What's yours?" And that is the beginning of what could be a great friendship.
You're exactly right. It's not very difficult to do, and the rewards are so much more valuable than not having friends. I have this book that I would love to be able to share with the boys and girls, Starfish, and it also talks about having friends and what does that mean when you have friends and when you don't have friends.
I can't wait, Aunt Jewel.
Well, this book is called The Lion Who Couldn't Roar, and it's by Nick Elsewhere. Now, Toby, the lion cub, had a problem. I don't know if any of you boys and girls out there have had problems before, but if you have, then you could probably relate to the lion cub. What do you do when you have a problem? Now, the first time he opened his mouth to roar, all that came out was a little squeak. Now, try as he might, he just couldn't give a lion-like roar. Now, poor Toby didn't know what to do. Now, things became even worse when all the other cubs began to laugh at him. Can you imagine, boys and girls, how that could make it a little harder that people that you are so, you know so well, laugh at you? Well, perhaps I'm not a lion at all, he thought, Toby sadly, and wandered off into the jungle. He was feeling sorry for himself. Now, after a while, Toby stopped for a rest. Now, nearby, a small group of mice were playing around a leafy bush. Now, Toby usually liked to chase mice, but he felt so unhappy. That he just couldn't be bothered. "Look, a mouse! A lion!" squeaked the one mouse. Now the mice were scared of lion and began to run away. "I'm not going to hurt you," pleaded Toby. "I'm a mouse too, listen." Toby opened his mouth and out came a little squeak. "Row! Can I stay with you, please?" he asked. "I haven't anywhere else to go." Oh, boys and girls, sometimes you feel so lonely that you're not sure who would be your friends. All the mice huddled together, and after a while, a bigger mouse came. Whoa. "You must be a mouse to squeak like that. We'd be very happy for you to stay with us." So Toby followed the mice into the jungle. Boys and girls, you hear that clock? It's time to go to bed. Okay, are you ready? There it goes. The clock is still ticking. So, Toby followed the mice into the jungle. Now, a little while later, the biggest mouse stopped very still and sniffed the air. "I smell elephants," he said, "and they're very near." "Now, what shall we do?" cried the smallest mouse. He was very frightened. "Run!" yelled the biggest mouse. Now, Toby and the mouse ran off as fast as their legs could carry them. But as Toby was so much bigger than the mice, he almost trampled them under his feet. "Be careful!" yelled Toby, shouted the biggest mice. "You're going to flatten us all!" Soon they stopped running, and the biggest mouse sniffed the air again. "All clear," he said. Okay, let's get some food. Now the mice collected all the berries they could find and put them in a big heap so everyone could share. But Toby thought about the berries and thought, who are these meant for? And he swallowed them all in one big gulp. Whoop. Mmm, delicious, he said, licking his lips. Those berries were meant for all of us, said the biggest mouse, grumbling. Sorry, said Toby. The mice then collected lots of grass and twigs, which they made into a little house. But when Toby tried to go inside it, it was far too big to fit in, and the whole thing came crashing down. You've destroyed our house. You've eaten all our food, and you almost trampled us, said the biggest mouse angrily. We want you to leave right now. Now Toby began to walk away, slowly with his tail between his legs. He felt so sad. What am I going to do? He thought. Just then he heard a voice behind him. Hey, you, wait a minute. It was one of the mice. Look, said the mice kindly. You're not a mouse. You're a lion. But I squeak like a mouse, said Toby sadly. Don't you worry about that, said the mouse. I'll help you get your roar. Now the mouse jumped into a puddle and splashed Toby with muddy water. Toby tried to roar, but all that came out was a squeak. Now next, the mouse jumped into Toby's back and began to pull his ears. Now all Toby could manage was another tiny squeak. Squeak! Finally, the mouse shouted at him, you're the stupidest lion I've ever seen. That's not very nice, boys and girls. Now this time, Toby was really angry. He squeaked his mouth, he opened his mouth, and let out a great big squeak! Said the mouse. He did not know what to do next to help Toby. So the mouse decided to go for a refreshing swim in the river. So Toby sat at the water edge, wondering if he'd ever be able to roar. Now suddenly, out of the corner of his eyes, he noticed a large crocodile swimming towards the mouse with their mouth wide open. Uh-oh, boys and girls, what do you think that means? Now Toby leaped to his feet and tried to warn Mouse, but all that came out to squeak. He ran around and waved his paw, but Mouse still didn't see him. The crocodiles were swimming closer to poor Mouse. This is my final chance, thought Toby. He opened his mouth wide open and took a great big breath, and out came a huge and terrifying roar! Wow! When they heard the terrible sound of a roaring lion, the frightened crocodile swam quickly away. Now the mouse swam back and shook the water from their fur. You see, he said to Toby with a grin, I told you I could make you roar. Now Toby and the mouse are now the greatest friends, and Toby went back to play with the other lion cubs. He became a very happy lion, but he never forgot about the mouse who taught him to roar. The end.
Wow. I'll never forget to roar either.
I know, and see what happens with his friends? Because what did you learn from that with the friends coming and talking to the lion? I learned quite a bit. What did you learn out there, boys and girls? And what about you, Starfish?
It's important to not be afraid to listen to your friends, because what they have to say is just as important as what you have to say.
Right, and friends come, you don't exactly know who they could be. Here he was, this powerful, mighty lion, at least in appearances, and he became friends with a mice, a mouse,
exactly.
And mice. And it was a mouse that helped him solve his problem. That's why having all kinds of friends and making friends is so important. And
it doesn't matter whether they're big or small, loud roar or small roar, great smile or small smile. As long as you're friends and you have that connection, that's what's most important.
Right. And Starfish, you always have usually a song to kind of express that feeling, to help the kids to be able to, because now they're in bed, all with their pillow pet, their granny is sitting right there, just making sure that their pillow is puffed up just perfectly, and they've already said their prayers, and they already have slipped off their slippers, and I think that they're, some of them are still getting in bed.
Oh, yes.
So they might want to know, how do they make a friend?
Oh, well, Randy Newman always says, you have a friend in me. You can make friends on the school bus. Tessa has a great song on that one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, making friends in the school bus, that's something, too. That's good to hear. I think the boys and girls would love to hear also that.
All right, boys and girls, you are in for a great treat. This is called School Bus Friends by Tessa.
I want to tell you all about my school bus friends. We like spending our time together, we're the best of friends. Sarah is always dancing. Brian likes to sing. Jeff is the life of the party. And Steve can fix anything. I'm hanging out with my friends on the school bus.
Friends everywhere, and certainly making friends going to school, because that's going to make you feel more comfortable when you're there, and they can be able to help you do so many things. So Starfish, that was a great song to share.
It's certainly cool to make friends.
And it lets you know just how important that is. And you know what, Starfish, that sometimes parents are real concerned that if you don't make friends, they don't know what to do, and a lot of times they will try to see what they can be able to do to help make it a little easier.
Yes, help is always there.
And sometimes making friends might mean you will join an organization, like going to boys' club or girls' club, or going on a picnic or a family event, or going on a school field trip. Those are places that you can be able to make friends. And then your parents could have possibly a school date for you where you have either one or just a few other friends, and then you're able to make friends and have so much fun with them. I, of course, wanted to let you know about another story. So, Starfish, do you have anything that you want to share? Because I have one book that I would like to share with the boys and girls called The Prince Won't Go to Bed, because some of you boys and girls out there still are having problems and still don't think that's a great idea. So if Starfish just like having friends and you share to see what they want to do, I'm asking you, do you want to share something with us or do you want me to go?
Well, I would certainly love to hear about that young prince who just didn't want to go to bed. I'm so excited because I love storytelling, and I also love taking a trip to Dreamland, but not just Dreamland yet because I'm still awake. So, since I'm awake, let's call it Imagination Land.
That's a good place to be, and you're setting it all up. Now, Imagination Land, that means sometimes that you're already in bed. And you have your favorite pajamas and, of course, your teddy bear, or you might even have your bottle or your pacifier, or you might even have your favorite doll or fire truck. Are you ready, boys and girls?
I'm ready.
Oh, good. Starfish is ready. Well, here we go. Another fabulous book called The Prince Won't Go to Bed. So let's tune up the music. Girls, are your eyelids? Oh no, they're still wide awake. Here we go. Focus on closing your eyes, boys and girls. So I think some of you still have them wide awake. Castle was in trouble. The nanny scratched her head. The king and queen are at the hall. The prince won't go to bed. She bounced the prince upon her knee. They played patty cake. Then Nanny said, "Now go to bed." That was her big mistake. For then... Wah! 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 I will not go to bed. The teeny, tiny, itty, bitty, little prince said. "He needs a nice warm bath," suggested old Lord Jerry. "It's clear to me a prince can't sleep if he's soiled and dirty." They rub-a-dub-dub through the castle. They rub-a-dub-dub through the hall. Now head to toe in bubbles, lord and prince and all. The happy prince went back to bed. No one heard a peep. Nanny and Lord Gertie tiptoed off to sleep. But then... Wah! 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 I will not go to bed. The itty-teeny-weeny little prince said. He needs a fluffy pillow, offered the squire Frat. It's clear to me a prince can't sleep if his pillow is flat. They flew around the castle, they flew around the hall, hanging into pillows, feather, geese, and all. The happy prince went back to bed. No one heard a peep. Nanny, lord, and squire tiptoed off to sleep. But then, I will not go to bed. The teeny, tiny, itty, bitty little prince said. Said cook, he needs some pudding of peach and juicy plum. It's clear to me the prince can't sleep until I make him some. They jiggled through the castle, they jiggled through the hall, carrying the pudding over 3 feet tall. The happy prince went back to bed. No one heard a peep. Nanny, lord, squire, and a cook tiptoed off to sleep. But then, I will not go to bed, the teeny tiny itty bitty little prince said. Perhaps a softer mattress, asked the royal guard. It's clear to me a prince can't sleep when his bed is too hard. They leaned left through the doorway, they leaned right through the hall, balancing the mattresses, 22 in all. The happy prince went back to sleep. No one heard a peep. Nanny, lord, squire, cook, and guard tiptoed off to sleep. But then, I will not go to bed, the teeny tiny itty bitty little prince said. He needs some music, said Lady Lorelei. It's clear to me a prince can't sleep without a lullaby. They strummed through the castle. They piped through the hall. A band of court musicians, bagpipes, lute and all. The happy prince went back to sleep. No one heard a peep. Nanny, cook, and all the rest tiptoed off to sleep. But then, I will not go to bed, the teeny tiny itty bitty little prince said. There must be something we forgot. Nanny scratched her head, for it's clear the little prince just will not go to bed. Down the hall, Princess Kate awoke from all the clatter and hurried to her brother's room in slippers pitter-patter. She put her brother on her knees and said, "What's wrong, my dear?" The teeny tiny little prince whispered in her ear. Kate smiled and faced the royal court. You see, the truth is, you have thought of everything except a good night kiss. She tucked the prince back into bed. No one heard a peep, for the tiny, tiny little prince had fallen fast asleep. The end. Isn't it time for bed?
What a sweet, sweet prince.
Wasn't that something? That all those people were trying all kinds of things to get them to bed. Real difficult to get him to stay asleep.
I know, Aunt Jewel, and sometimes it may be frustrating and you feel like you're giving up. But there are so many ways that you can try you, help your kids, help your little brother, help your little sister, or even help your mommy go to sleep. All about being relaxed and feeling at ease that you can rest.
Oh, that makes me tired already. And I know that when the parents see their children going to sleep, it's like looking at a star.
Exactly. Just like a star. Let's join Bryn Bailey Ray in listening to her song.
I would love that, because they're finally going off to sleep.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. All to love you. That I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
Now that is one of the perfect things that all parents and nanas and grandpa love to see, is when they see their child fast to sleep. But sometimes, and oftentimes, there's some children that might have a little difficulty, so we will play another little song and tell them why we want them to have sleep so they could have energy. And one of the things that makes it so wonderful, Starfish, that we come on Sundays, is it starts a routine. It's something that they can do all the time, and that really helps a lot.
It sure does, Aunt Jewel.
And the other thing is making sure that everything is pretty quiet and they're all ready with their bath. They're already talked about what the day was. They've already played, so they've used a lot of energy, and that they will be able to store for the next day of school. So they will be able to be wonderful friends for their classmates when they go. So wonderful, Starfish, that I think we now know what it means to have friends. And we always also play our little favorite song when we sign off, and that is by Randy Newman.
You've got a friend. You always have a friend with Starfish. And you always have a friend with Aunt Jewel. Boys and girls, you've got a friend.
And a friend with Blog Rock. Blog.
Thank you, Blog Talk Radio and Blake Radio. Have a good night, everybody.
Together.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
We love getting new friends.
You just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our cast on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Thank you, boys and girls, and moms and dads. And I know that you will be joining Starfish and I next Sunday. And it will be the first of the season of autumn, October. And we're looking forward to you sharing with us all the yellow, blues, oh, I'm sorry, blue is the sky, but the yellow, orange, and red, all of the colors of autumn. And there also
and
will be another celebration. Starfish, did you say something?
Yes, I said also brown is another great fall color.
Oh, you are so right, that is. And we will be having some wonderful guests for them and having teachers and librarians, which all of the school kids will get to know them their new school year.
I'm so excited.
Me too, and having Carol come back. Good night. Sleep tight.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Starfish.
Good night, Anjul.
And good night, Blake Radio Network.